always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and you are tuned in to another episode of Yada the King Radio, your home for banging music, uplifted Christ, and abundant life, man. And speaking of that, I got a remix for this Yada the King intro about to, well, hopefully we're going to get it up pretty soon so you guys can get into it. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to be a whole nother vibe, whole nother style. We're going to take it to the West Coast a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Get a little bit, you know, whatever they, you just gonna have to wait and hear it, man. But check it out. Right now, we're gonna get it in today with Michelle Paulino, man. She is from Brazil. Now she lives in Atlanta. And I'm just saying this, I keep running into a lot of Atlanta artists, man. It's crazy how many artists in the kingdom are down in Atlanta. And I'm not saying that they got more talent than anybody else, but I just hear about them a lot more, man. So that's really what's up. And on the topic of the day, we're going to get it in on shaking faith. Why will our faith be shaken? Whose faith could be shaken? Can anybody's faith be shaken that's in God? I mean, let's find that out, man. And then also find out how we can keep our faith, man, because it's not just about your faith being lost, man, but how can we keep our faith? How can we stay in the race? And that's very important, man. And check it out. We got a lot of new music that we're going to be playing today. Michelle Paulino, she got some pop music. I had to try to get some more R&B type music into this episode. But check it out, man. Let's go into this song right here. Becca Shea, Incorruptible. You know she's about pop. Let's get it in. Yada the King Radio. Yeah.
Yeah. Even though I'm up in a fly as a linen, I ain't even much gotta try, it's a given. And we be coming up cause the sky is the limit. Never giving up cause with God I'm a winner. With God I'm a winner.
You the best at what you I conquer sin. If I put you on a scale, you a perfect 10. Guaranteed to win when I trust in you. In the past I was blind, but now I'm walking true. They say nobody perfect, but I strive to be. Don't see why not when the perfect one reside in me. Yeah, you can overcome Matthew 5:48. I can take the devil any day. Cause with God I'm a winner.
Me, thank him for just embracing me. My Lord, he came through faithfully. Took a dead corpse and raised a tree. He told me, son, I teach you not to play with me. Now the same grace he showed me, I give it gracefully. Cause I'm a sinner turned winner. Was on the same team with the devil. Now I'm his number one contender. Lights up, round one, sight to see. Cold part is I let the Lord fight
even
for me.
Even though I'm up in a fly, it's a linen. I ain't even much gotta try, it's a given. And we be coming up cause the sky.
My God got me lifted, gave me a boost, gave me the cue. Now I got the juice. That's worth the bishop and the mother boys. No comments. I got the joy, no almonds. Yeah, see I'm a winner. Why hate? I eat the word for breakfast. Hungry, why wait? No Snickers. Yeah, we stars. No pictures. Under the skin of the sinner, like a splinter. I'm a winner.
Is back with her brand new EP, The Quad Drop.
Now available for free download as well as donation
at therealmission.bandcamp.com.
All tracks produced by Eshawn Bombay.
Also connect with her on Twitter at The Real Mission.
I wanna be better today than a day ago. The price that you pay for me is so unrepayable. I give you all I got.
The Quad Drop. Now available at therealmission.bandcamp.com. Listen up. If you got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yada the King Radio, hit us up at yadatheking.com or email us advertising@yadatheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blasts, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to yadatheking.com and advertise today.
Double sixes. Can't hit me now.
Let's see. Oops. Snake eyes. I get to go backwards. Hitting you.
Hey, you can't go backwards and backgammon.
Sure you can. It's in the rules. If a player rolls snake
Let
eyes.
Let me see. You wrote that in there.
So it's still in the rule book.
Rules. They provide standards for people to live by.
Oh, yeah? Well, if I roll a... 4, I get to knock your pieces on the floor.
There are standards God wrote for us in the Bible.
Oh, yeah? And if I roll a 5, I get to kick you in the foot.
Ow! Okay, I get to hit you on the head.
Wait.
What?
You didn't roll the dice yet.
Oh, yeah. 9!
Ow!
As we walk away from God's standards and create our own rules, we create confusion.
Ow! Ooh. Ow!
7!
If things aren't working out for you in your life, give the Bible a chance.
Let's play something less violent.
Hockey?
My rules.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio at lifelinepro.com.
All right, right there was Steel Trill Christians featuring Jordan Armstrong, and that song was called Winner. And I'm with a winner right now. We got Michelle Paulino. And Michelle, man, first of all, say what's up to all the people out there in Yacht of the King land.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Yacht of the King. Awesome to be here representing Georgia and Brazil all the way up there in Seattle. Nice to talk to you guys.
That's what's up. Georgia and Brazil is in the building. I like how she did that. You know, and from now on, if people don't rep two places, there's a problem. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. But Michelle, the way we want to get the topic or the show going today is about your testimony. Can you give us like about a 5-minute testimony of how you came to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Yes. So I grew up in a Catholic home. More so on my mom's side. My dad grew up evangelical Christian, but really didn't make a commitment to come to Christ until he was 40. Mm-hmm. So I grew up in a home where, you know, we were very religious as far as praying, but because, you know, because that was a formula that we learned that right. If we prayed, we would get things. So I had my rosary, and I would pray that every night, you know, 4 or 5 Hail Marys, I don't remember, and then one Lord's Prayer. And then one day I started asking myself, why do I have to pray more to Mary than to Jesus? Mm. And that was the first thing that I started thinking at a young age. I was probably 11, 12 when I started thinking about that.
Wow.
And I was very engaged in the Catholic Church. I would go to catechism classes, learning about the Bible. So, you know, I was dedicated because I really wanted to learn about God. So I already had that desire in my heart. But I always would look at Jesus's, you know, the sculptures and at church. And I would always see, you know, Jesus looks so sad. And he looks like a defeated Jesus. You know, and I never really understood what was the point of Jesus in saving my sins, what that really meant.
Right.
I know he was a savior to me, but I had no idea what I needed to be saved from. And one day my mom came to church with me, and she asked me if I felt God, and I said no, I don't. And when I went to confess my sins to the priest, he gave me, you know, you have to pray 5 Hail Marys, 2 Lord's Prayer, and you'll be forgiven. And that didn't really sink. That didn't sit well with me. To me, I was thinking, why can't I just talk to God directly? And that those words that I'm saying, they don't translate what I want to say.
Yeah.
You know, and I started seeing that there was a barrier for me to get to God. And once my mom became a Christian, got saved, I saw how her life changed, and I started understanding what it is to have a direct relationship with God. And I would see my dad praying at 3 in the morning every night in the bathroom, you know, and I saw that he had a true relationship with Christ, so I wanted that as well. And that's when I made a decision to become, you know, close to Christ.
Wow. Talk to me about some of the things that you continue to do to grow closer to God, because I believe it's a continual thing. Just like you said, it's not a religious thing. It's really about relationships. So how is your relationship with God being built today?
Yeah, you know, relationship with God, we think that it's always going to be awesome and no problems are going to come in the way. And it's not true. Life with God, there's a lot of problems that you go through because you were in the process of sanctification. You're in the process of learning how to be holy like Jesus is.
Right.
So, you know, we go through a lot of trials, but you're always confident in who you are in God and what God is in your life and what Jesus did, and the desperation never really sets in, because you know that there is someone that is allowing you to go through something that you can't handle, and that is for your own good, and that will be with a victorious outcome. So that has been my, you know, my confidence. And it's really about faith, because living the law, living the rules, that's really not what saves you. We follow mm-hmm. the rules because we are saved.
Right.
You know, following God's law is not an obligation. It's a pleasure to do, because now you want to find out what makes God happy and what disappoints his heart. So once you start reading the Bible, you learn God's character and what pleases him and what doesn't, and you just want to do that because you love God so much now, and you're so thankful for what he's been doing in your life and has done through Jesus. So that has been my life, you know, reading the Bible, studying, making sure that I weed out whatever, you know, preachers make some twisted versions of, you know, what's in the Word.
Yeah.
And, you know, make sure that I keep the doctrine of the Bible sane, you know, mm-hmm. and pure. And yes, and that's pretty much it. It's a lifetime journey.
Right. That's what's up. Let me ask you this, and this is going to be the last question before we go into your first song that we're going to play today. Who has been in your life, even as you've been grown, as you've grown up, as you got older, who has been a staple in your life as far as Christianity? Somebody that you would say, man, this person really helped me move forth in God.
You know, two people. Definitely my father. Like I said, you know, every night I will wake up to get water in the kitchen, and my dad will be praying down on his knees in the bathroom, you know, and he would never lock the door, so it always, you know, take a little sneak peek to see what he was doing, and I would see him, you know, praying and crying and truly surrendered to God when there were no pastors around.
Wow.
It was just him and God, and just opening the little crack in the door, I could feel already God's presence, and even when I wasn't a Christian, I already knew that was God that was with him.
Yeah.
You know, it was so clear to me. And till this day, my dad today is an evangelist, and to see what he went through and what he was and what he is now is a huge example in my life. And also, my youth pastor, when I was 13, I got baptized, and a lot of the solid preaching that I live now is because of him.
Mm.
You know, a lot of basic concepts that were taught to me in a very solid and clear way that made me understand from a young age what I was getting into is really what makes me grounded as a believer today and not really, you know, going with whatever wave of doctrine I see.
Wow.
So those two, yeah, definitely important in my life.
Dope. We're going to go to your first song called Up. Talk to me about this track right here. What should we expect when we get ready to hear this?
Yes, I mean, Up is such an uplifting, you know, song. The beat and the whole idea, that song really talks about my concept of success really changing after I moved here.
Wow.
And all of the plans that I had for me. I relied too much on what I had as far as skills and forgot to put God first. And, you know, and I realized that I could go anywhere I want, but if I don't put God first, I lose my identity, you know, and in order to move forward in life, I need to move up towards Jesus first. So, yeah, that's what the song is about.
All right, Michelle Polino, Up on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's check it out.
Just about anywhere, any day. But if I don't consider what you got for my life, doesn't matter where I go, I lose anyway. All my dreams, they are yours to keep. Take control of me. You're my everything, my everything.
I wanna go
until I to. I won't go without you. Wanna go up, 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 up. I wanna go up, up, up. I didn't know I needed you with me along the way. Got it covered, had the talent and the great plan. But do you wanna know what is so funny about this day? You are the one who makes everything fall in place. All my dreams, they are yours to keep. And everything I do, I won't go without you. I wanna go until I reach the sky.
I wanna go
whatever takes me to climb.
I wanna go
with every love, every high. And everything I do,
I won't go without you.
Wanna go up, 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 up. I wanna go up, 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 and never give up,
up, up.
In everything I do,
I won't go without you.
I wanna go until I reach the sky.
I wanna go
whatever takes me to climb.
I wanna go
with every love, every high. In everything I do,
I won't go without you.
Wanna go
up, 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 up.
I wanna go
up, 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 up.
And never give up,
up, up, up.
In everything I do,
I won't go without you.
Wanna go up.
Takes your all, so I decided I would give it mine. Mine sober, cause cause it's colder in these frigid times. In order to see your faith progress in life, you have to live it blind. Take your time, if you seek it's God's face you'll find, and he can set you free if you don't even have a space of time. Running to the end like Jerome Bettis would. Now I'm living like a man of God, like he said I would. Not a cakewalk, but a faith walk. Hope it's understood. Partner to the one who set it off, Blair Underwood.
Christ our Redeemer, look at how I came up. Used to live that fast life, now I'm on that Christ life. Christ our Redeemer, look at how I came up. Used to live that fast life, now I'm on that Christ life. Christ our Redeemer, look at how I came up. Used to live that fast life, now I'm on that Christ life. Christ our Redeemer, look at how I came up.
To the king, cause I've been redeemed. I messed up, I fell down. Now I'm picked up, was held down. Set free, I was hell bound. God got me in his hands now. Been redeemed from that nonsense, bad habits learned up in college. He knows we ain't perfect, but he stays working that polish. Get to know him for real. His word is power for real. Everything that he did on that cross is the reason why I can live. Do the work of apostles, our mission, pushing the gospel. Never backwards, no slacking. As long as evil's attacking, we gon' go hard, plow to the ground in the field. My agenda through the roof, I just wanna do his will. All faith, no fear, shining like a chandelier. Through his blood, sweat, and tears, your boy's still here.
Christ our Redeemer, look at how I came up. Used to live that fast life, now I'm on that Christ life. Christ our Redeemer, look at how I came up. Used to live that fast life, now I'm on that Christ life. Christ our Redeemer, look at how I came up. Used to live that fast life, now I'm on that Christ life. Christ our Redeemer, look at how I came up.
And all praise to the King, cause I've been redeemed.
All right, that is Beat Shock featuring, I can't remember who was featuring. I'm gonna have to get that later. But check it out. We are with Michelle Paulino right now. We're gonna ask you a little bit about how you got involved in the music. We heard your testimony earlier, but when did you find out you could sing? Was it like when you were young? Was it, you know, in your teens? How did you find out that you were gifted with the gift to sing?
You know, my youngest memory, I remember being 6 or 7 and sitting in front of my stereo, which I still had cassette tapes and vinyl in Brazil. Technology, you know, gets there a little late. Yeah. So I still had vinyl when I was a child, although I'm not that old.
Yeah.
And I remember one of my first vinyls was the Bodyguard, the movie Bodyguard, the soundtrack to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I would try to sing to I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. And I would play it over and over again until I reached that high note. And I remember that I would look at her music video and said, man, she hits that note and she's smiling. She's not even making an effort. And I would try to do that. And I knew that I could hold a note, but I didn't know that I could sing until I was asked to be part of an Easter musical at my church after I came to Christ.
Mm.
And everybody was so excited about it, and I realized, like, oh, I guess I can sing. I didn't know that. You know, I just knew that I liked to sing and that I could hold a note, but I guess by people's reactions is when I noticed that, okay, I guess I can sing.
Right.
But for the longest time, I thought my voice was horrible. You know, people would say, oh, it's so nice, and I still didn't see the beauty in it until later on. And, yeah, so that's pretty much when I started thinking of music, but I really didn't think about doing it as a ministry until years later.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. Well, since you said that, that was kind of my next question. When did you feel called to use this as a ministry? Because there's a lot of people like you right now. They have gifts, and they're not sure if they should use it towards the ministry. So how would you say God revealed that to you and even encouraged other people to use their gifts?
When I baptized, I really wanted to serve God somehow, and I didn't know how. And I went to church service, and I saw the teens choir, and there was also the worship team. But I didn't think I was talented enough to be on there, and I was also very shy to be, standing in a place that would get so much, you'd be so much noticed. And although a little bit the Eastern thing, I did a solo at the time, but I had tons of children around me, so I felt more comfortable. But with the worship team, I knew that it would be myself and maybe two or three more, you know, and that I would get a lot of attention, and I didn't want that. But I also thought it would be great to fellowship with Christians that were my age, and I thought, okay, maybe I can join the choir and learn how to sing, you know, in different notes and harmonies and everything. But when I started going to the rehearsals, I just fell in love with it. I wanted it to be every day. Mm. And I said, you know what? This is what I want to do. I want to reach people through music. And my whole family was in choirs. And at some point, my mom was in the women's choir. My sister was in the children's choir. My dad was in the main choir of the church. And I was in the teens. And then God started really speaking in my heart to give me the courage to try out for the worship team, because I wanted to lead worship, and there was so much I wanted to say to the church, you know, that God was giving me to say, and I would not have that opportunity if I was in a choir. So I tried out for the worship team. I made it, and I stayed there for 4 years, for a while, yeah, and I led worship as well, yeah, towards the end of these 4 years. So, you know, because I was still very, very shy. For, you know, I was very satisfied in doing my background singing because nobody would see me.
Yeah.
You know, but there were times that I got called and said, Michelle, you're leading the song. You're leading the song. And I'm like, are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. But you know what? God gives you words. He yeah. really gave me messages and verses in the Bible that I needed to talk to the church about, you know, because that's what he called me for. And I encourage everybody that believes that they have a calling with music to start investing with whatever resources you have, whether it's a church choir, you know, whether it's just getting a guitar and going, you know, and singing to, you know, around your neighborhood, anything, you know.
Yeah.
Like, God uses the way he can, and he will promote you within his need, within his plan for you. If he wants you to be a singer to reach the whole country, awesome, he will put you there. If he wants you to reach out to your neighborhood and be a singer that will reach out to that community, then he will put you there, you know. Yeah. So that's how I see it.
That's what's up, man. And talk to me real quick. Give me a story about how somebody has been impacted by Michelle Polino's music, your music, how people... Just tell me a quick testimony of somebody that said, wow, when I heard your music, this happened.
Yes, well, I mean, I always get a lot of people that write me, you know, either on Facebook or by email.
Yeah.
Thinking because they really needed something, you know, that my song talked to them about. The most recent one was somebody that heard my song, I'm Sorry, and she said that encouraged her to ask forgiveness to her dad and rebuild the relationship that she had lost with her dad.
Yeah.
So to me, that was very important. And I also had a man that approached me on Facebook and sharing his struggle with homosexuality.
Wow.
And that he didn't want to be like that, but he never understood why being homosexual was a sin. Nobody explained to him. People were more busy pointing fingers and judging them. So after a lot of prayer, I gave him a big, big, long message.
Yeah.
You gave it the whole, and I was,
you just copied and pasted the whole Bible to him, huh?
Yeah, well, and I was really looking for verses that were clear about that specific issue, because right. there are verses in the Bible that are very specific about the homosexual practice,
right.
And he wasn't aware of them, you know. And a lot of Christians are not. They will preach that it's wrong, but they don't really know their Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So I made sure that I prayed for God to give me the right words, that you know, that I put any judgment aside, and I got the right verses for him, explained to him from, you know, the most impartial way that I could.
Right.
And he said, thank you very much. I printed this out. I'm putting this in my Bible. Somebody finally explained something that made sense to me. And I will make sure that I'll put this issue before God. And months later, he wrote me back saying that he was completely free from, you know, homosexuality.
Please,
so
yeah.
That was a great, yeah, exactly. And, you know, and I would never think that that would it happened because, you know, I don't address homosexuality in my songs.
Right.
But if it wasn't for him listening to my song, he would never have the desire to reach out to me and confide in me with his trouble. Yeah. You know, a complete stranger. I'm a complete stranger to him.
Right.
Never met him in person, you know? So.
Yeah. Wow, it sounds like we got a lot of great things in the making. And we're going to go to your song called In the Making, man. I was listening to it earlier today, and I was like, okay, I like this song right here. So, In the Making, talk to me about this song, who you have featured on it, and how that all came about.
Yes, In the Making is also another track that I love. It was written in me a very happy moment of my life when I realized that everything that I was going through was really for my own good, and that I looked at myself one day and I said, you know what, I have been progressing in my spiritual life, you know, and I have been moving forward, and I'm something good in the making here.
Yeah.
You know, God's gonna use me to do great things for him, and I want it all to celebrate the fact that we are great work in progress, that we are, you know, history in the making for his glory. And then nobody better than bringing Braille, an awesome rapper out of Oregon, to feature on this song. His voice will be perfect to it, you know, and he also has a very awesome, I don't want to use the word energy because I don't want people to think that I'm mystical or anything, but, you know,
right.
The vibe, you know what I mean?
Because
I guess that's the word these days, the vibe. And I knew that he would be able to relate to that too because of his story. So we got him on there, and I think he came off pretty awesome, actually.
All right, man. So this is Michelle Paulino, In the Making, featuring Braille. Let's go to this song on Yada the Q Radio.
Supernatural. Oh, look at me now.
Make me. You're the love of my life. I'm so glad you're my wife, girl. My heart, it beats for you. The way that you love me shows me this love is real. The way that you pray, the way that you worship, it's got me in love with you like never before. And I know that you love God more, and I love you too, like Christ loved the church, girl. That's why my heart beats for you. Said my heart beats for you, oh girl.
First loved me when I didn't love myself, but then you gave me purpose, showed me what true love is. Yeah,
love so true.
Now I know I'll never be the same again, 'cause I let that love change my heart. So baby, just know I'll never let you go. And together we walk as one, because so real, do you know how I feel? Oh, my heart beats for
you. You are flesh of my flesh and bone, my God.
Only God could obtain a love so strong.
What God put together,
you,
no matter.
You were taken from my side to be by my side.
Duck King Radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada.King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
It's your boy Smiley D. You are now listening to Yada.King Radio. Be sure to check out Yada.King.com, man.
We are here, Kingdom 7 and Michelle Paulino, man. We're going to get on the topic of the day. Me and Kingdom was talking, and we were talking about people's faith that may be shaken due to different things that may have happened in their life. And you know, one thing that we want to say is life happens to everybody. But Michelle, man, let me ask you this. With some of the things that happen to people, why do you think it begins to make people be frustrated at God and sometimes even run away from God? What would you say to that?
Well, I guess because a lot of people have a different expectation of what God is and what He's supposed to be doing. Mm. We really don't understand sometimes that the way we want to do things might not necessarily be the best for us. We don't have that vision to see far enough in the future to know that if we go the way we want things to work now, that the future might not be exactly where we would like to be or the best future for us. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times we see what we think is God being silent, and we don't see doors opening, or we see a lot of doors shutting down and no doors opening, and we think that God abandoned them, or that God is silent, or that He's not listening, or that there is no God at all. And they take all of the worries and the responsibilities and the frustrations, you know, over upon themselves. And that is not just for people that are not Christians. Even Christians, you know, we need to be reminded that God is there, that He is looking at us, that He is making everything work for our own good. When He's silent, that's when He's working the hardest. Mm-hmm. He's just teaching us how to surrender and how to fully depend on Him. When feelings are not there, when the results are not there, or you know, when the evidence of things working out are not there, that's when we still need to show God that we believe that He is there. Because sometimes, you know, God is not going to allow us to feel His presence. And that's when we need to know, okay, I trust You enough to know that even though I don't feel You and I don't see things happening, You will do the best for me if I only give You my life and make You a priority. So, yeah. And we need to be, don't I have a God that knows my needs? And that if He, you know, if He provides for animals out there, why wouldn't He provide for me, His daughter, His son?
No, that's good. And I think that we always have to have that understanding of who God is. And I'm going to ask another question. What would you say to somebody that may feel like they're in this position right now where they feel like giving up hope, they feel like giving up faith? What are some other things that you want to say to encourage them and tell them how good our God is?
Well, I think that for people that are going through that, a lot of times they've been burned a lot from people, and a lot of times they take it out on God. So if that is the case, if it's the case of people that disappointed you, know that your faith and the love of God for you is not based on how people act or react to you. He sees you in a way that nobody else sees because He knows your heart, and He's going to make you an amazing piece of work at the end of the day. And know that whatever you're going through is to shape you, to shape you into someone stronger, to someone more faith focused, someone that is more like Jesus, and someone that will be prepared to be found approved the day that you need to go meet with the Lord. Yeah, and you know, and that's something basic, but honestly, if we're not founded in that, if that's really not our foundation, we're going to get depressed and we're going to get weary, you know. And all the promises in the Bible of a people that will not get weary, they're not going to apply because you're forsaking the basics, which is having Jesus as your rock. And that literally is surrendering it all, everything that you see and that you don't see. Faith is the evidence of things that are unseen. So put that into God's hand, knowing that Jesus already did all the work for you, and knowing that whether you get the results you're looking for or not, it will be the best. And just pray that God will make you satisfied in whatever position He puts you in, whatever place He puts you in. Because the problem are not the places, are not the people, are not the things, are not the circumstances. The core of the change needs to be your heart. So,
Go ahead, Kingdom. You got any questions about the topic of the day?
Well, just piggybacking off the things that Michelle said, you know, with the increase of persecution of the Christian, of Christians globally, and everybody talking about, you know, the New World Order, the Illuminati, and all these other people, all these other fascist fascist organizations that actually supposed to be bringing the country down and for a one world government. It kind of puts, well, even Christians, even your strong Christians, because they say in the last days your very elite will be deceived and pulled back. So based upon that, and we see that we are in the last days of the last, we see that because now the signs, the prophecies are starting to crack open and be told. I think it's more people, it's a faith thing. The faith thing is what is getting people caught up, because, you know, you can't please God without the faith. So once you start seeing the trials and tribulations come in, and if you're not really grounded in the basic foundations of Christianity, your faith and your walk with God will be shaken. So then you'll see people turning away because of the fact that they say, well, I want to go with the norm because it seems easier. But if we just get back to the basics of what Christianity is about, you know, compassion and love, and if all Christians, no matter what denomination that we come from, if all the Christians could actually unite, which is very hard because, you know, right, we talk about unity, you know, it's hard for the world to unite, and it's even harder for Christians to unite. But if we could all unite, even though we don't see everything on the same accord, I think that the faith and the core of Christianity would outshine the bad and the things that's going on in the world. Hmm.
What do you think about that, Michelle, what he just said? Anything you want to comment on that?
No, he couldn't have said better. I agree 100%.
No, I think, how would you say, and I know we're talking a lot about you being from Brazil, but how would you say that some of the things that people in the United States may kind of say I'm going to lose faith on from you being in from Brazil, how does that make your look on Christianity just a little bit different? Or does it?
I don't know. I mean, well, I'm not sure, because here in America we have a lot of things easy, honestly. We have technology that helps us a big amount. And in Brazil, a lot of people don't really have half of what we have here. But you always see a smile on their face. Mm. You know, even if they're not Christians, they always have a positive perspective on life, and they learn to improvise. And with Christianity, if you go to a Brazilian church, a lot of the preaching is going to be about dreams coming true, about perseverance, because it's a people that is used to struggle, you know, their whole lives. But here, it's a little different. It's a different struggle. I believe here in America, it's a more an emotional and psychological struggle. There's a lot of bipolar people here. And a lot of people with low self-esteem. So that is not so much a reality in Brazil. Brazil is more so financial, you know, and lack of opportunities to provide for their family. And here is more of a self-esteem thing. It's the people that have everything, but they don't feel worthy, they don't feel loved. And that really, I see that in the church as well. Mm. You know, and And it's hard for me to say that, oh, one Christianity is better than the other. It's not. It's just different problems that can bring destructive results spiritually, regardless of you know, which country that's happening in. So you know, I don't know how to answer that. To me, I guess what living here made me see is that Christianity is a lot more than how you follow the rules. If you follow the rules better than another one,
right.
Or you know what I mean. It's a lot more than that. It's a lot more than that. And living here made me really realize that the beauty of the unity in Christ, that we may think completely different on certain things, but if the principles of the Word of God are intact, you know, then we're still one. If the Lord Jesus that we serve, that we believe that is our Savior, is also our Lord, regardless of the culture, regardless of the country, you know, that is good Christianity. Now, whether you wear a longer skirt at church or if you wear pants at church, you know, which is something that in Brazil we still struggle to. We have a lot of traditional churches that say Christians shouldn't wear pants. You know, and those are secondary issues, and they should be treated within their culture or their mindset. If, you know, in a certain culture, in China, for instance, in the more traditional China, women wearing pants is a big problem, but then they wouldn't mind wearing skirts with a giant slit. You can see all their legs anyway.
Right.
You know, so, but for their standards of modesty, that was what worked. You know, that's what made men not lust after them. In Brazil, women wear very short skirts, and even women at church, the way they dress is a little bit more provocative for an American man.
Right.
But in Brazil, that's the culture. They're used to it, and the man is not going to necessarily lust after a woman that's dressed that way. But here in America, guys would probably be extremely distracted.
Right.
You know, on the other hand, if you go and see a club here, if you see a club in America, the way women dance here and the way women dance in Brazil, or parties or anything like that, Brazilian women, when they get here and see American women dancing in a party or anything like that, they're like, wow, what is this? This is too sexy. Right? So a lot of it is Christianity has to be, all of the rules, you know, I don't want to say the Christianity itself. The core is the same, regardless of the country or culture.
Right.
But then the secondary issues, you have to look at them from a cultural perspective, because what in my country is modest may not be in yours. So if I know that in your country that would offend a brother, then I better not do it, because then I know that I'm giving room for that brother to sin. So once I stop doing that and say, you know what, my culture, it's my culture. In Brazil, I wear this skirt, so I'm going to wear this in America too. I don't care. Then that type of attitude is being bad Christianity, because you know that I'm offending my brothers and probably some sisters.
Right.
By the way I dress. But I just decide to do my own thing and be selfish enough to do it. I'm just going to do it the way I do it, because I've always done it like that. I don't dress like that to make people sin. But if you know that you're causing a brother to stumble, then you want your best interest as a Christian to stay strong in your faith. So if you know that culturally that's a bad thing in that country, then follow the rules of that country. Mm. You know, so those are things that I've been learning throughout the years.
All right, let's go to the last song we're going to play from you today, called Keep Walking, featuring Be Wise. Talk to me about this song briefly.
Yes, Keep Walking is a very simple message. Persevere. Know that your suffering that you go through is not 1% compared to the glory of the fruits of God in you once His work is done.
Mm.
If you continue your journey, then you are giving enough room for the Holy Spirit to work in you. But if you decide not to move forward and just stay where you are, honestly, there's not going to be any improvement whatsoever. You're going to stay where you are for the rest of your life and complain that it's not good enough. A lot of people want to go safe and they don't want to take risks, so they want to stay where they are. That song is for them too. You can move forward, even if you're taking a risk. If that's something that has the possibility of making you stronger in Christ, go for it. You know, and if for some reason it's not the right decision, continue to move forward. Never stop. Never move back. You don't want to be someone that's hindering God from doing his work.
Right.
And God has enough power to do whatever he wants, but he's also a gentleman. He's not going to invade your life. He wants a relationship that's genuine. But God is not really going to do much in your life unless you allow him to, because you want him to be part of your life. And he still blesses you. He will give you the sun. He will give you food in your table. He's going to give you everything you need. But in order for him to do more, it would be great if we could acknowledge his presence and his love and his mercy and acknowledge a relationship with him. And, you know, there's only so much that he would do if you push him away from your life.
All right.
That's what the song is about.
That's what's up. So let's check it out. Keep Walking by Michelle Paulino featuring Be Wise. Michelle, and this is Yada the King Radio.
And Be Wise. Keep walking.
Try. show that I trust you, love.
You love that I trust you,
love.
You love that I trust you,
love.
You love that I trust you,
that I trust you, love.
You love that I trust you,
love.
You love that I trust you, love. You love that I trust you,
love. Love, love. Starting off running hard, 'cause you have my heart. You showed me joy that I never knew before. And then you opened up my eyes. Before I was blinded by things, I was blinded by things. You were there from above. You cared with your love. You showed me the way. Yes, you showed me the way. When trials come my way, I lift my head and say, I'll trust you. Yes, I'll trust you. Try a smile, 'cause I know that you're test of how much you care and you love me. So it's been strong, no regrets. I'm living for you, and I'll show that I trust you, love.
You love that I trust you,
love.
You love that I trust you,
love.
You love that I trust you,
that I trust you, love.
You love that I trust you,
love. Like trusting you is like the hardest thing that I could bring myself to do. But when I'm going through the storms, I know I'm safest in your arms. And you wouldn't bring me to harm. You said that you'd always keep me, and that you'd never leave me. And I know that your word is all true, so I gotta trust you. Even when it gets real hard, I know that you're in charge. And I gotta trust you.
Here, that was Denzel. The song is called Lord, I Trust You. It got that 90s vibe, man. I love that track right there. Matter of fact, speaking of that track, you can catch that on the latest episode of Five Star General. It's in the podcast. It's in the Yacht of the King app. It's everywhere. Check it out, man. It's a mix show that I put together, some of my top 20 for winter 2013, because we are now in the spring, but I had to get the winter joints in real quick, man. But I got Michelle Paulino with me. You don't want to miss the fun facts. We had a good time. We found out that she loves chocolate. She loves chocolate. And she eats bacon like every meal now. You know what I'm saying? So what do you got to say about that, Michelle? Is that true? What do you think?
Pretty much. It's sad, but it's true.
Yeah.
That's
there
what's
you
up.
Are. Give me bacon and anything. Even bacon with chocolate. I have done that too.
Chocolate with bacon. Now you got your little sweet and I don't know if it's salty. Well, salty and sweet, that'll work. I don't think I've tried chocolate with bacon, but I would say that it should be good. You know what I'm saying? I don't think
it's
Yeah. What kind of bacon do you have? Turkey bacon, pork bacon?
No, it was that apple one.
Oh, okay. So you get fancy with it. You don't just get pork bacon, you get apple hickory, you know what I'm saying, bacon, something like that, right?
Oh, whatever. And I also had bacon ice cream.
Bacon ice cream. Okay. I don't think I ever had bacon ice cream. Now, that might be interesting. But listen, what is next for Michelle Paulino? Man, what you got coming up next? We got to find that out.
Well, obviously, my album in the making is out on iTunes, on Amazon, and Xbox Music. Basically, all of the major distribution outlets digitally out there. But I'm also working on a few TV shows.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be hosting a few. Can't really give you much information about it until it's really out.
Right.
But it's going to be a blessing. Yeah. So I've done TV hosting in the past a long time ago, and I got invited to get back to it. So yeah, that's going to be, you know, a part two of my ministry. So hopefully that would be cool too.
Dope. Any shout outs that you want to give anybody out there that you want to just say hello to while you're here on Yada the King Radio?
Yes, I wanted to give a shout out to everybody at Christ Hunters Productions, Deborah Hunter, RC, DJ Kingdom 7, people that have been supporting me since day one, people that have been giving their heart and soul for my ministry. I love them all, and I really thank you guys too for opening the doors for me. You know, yeah, the King Radio is pretty awesome, and a lot of people know you guys down here too.
Yeah,
I gotta
get down there, man. Kingdom 7, he's always down there. And I've never been anywhere in the South yet. So if anybody's here and you want to bring me, hit me up. Let's talk. Because we've done a lot of interviews with a lot of artists in Atlanta. I'm still surprised about how many artists there are in Atlanta. I think I've done the most interviews with Atlanta than I've done with anybody. So that's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They keep coming. Every day is a new one that comes and moves down here to try to do some music.
Yeah. Do you think Atlanta is becoming one of the biggest music capitals versus Nashville? Because, you know, Nashville is the music capital. How close is Atlanta to that, in your opinion?
It's about 3 to 4 hours. I would say 3 hours from Nashville. But the thing is, music in Atlanta is very specific. It's very urban.
Yeah.
So the guys, you know, people that do hip hop, people that do neo soul, they do very well down here. Nashville is awesome for music, but it's just a different market.
Right.
So, you know, it really depends on what you're trying to accomplish. But definitely here is a especially if you are in the hip hop arena, this is the place to be.
Yes. Michelle Paulino schooling us on Atlanta, the sound of Atlanta. How can people get in contact with you? That's the million-dollar question right now. They want to say, hey, how can we connect with Michelle Paulino? What do they need to do that?
All right, you can reach me on Twitter. M Paulino Music is my Twitter ID. You can find me on Facebook. You can go to my website, michellepaulino.com. I got my YouTube channel on there as well. I got M Paulino World, my Instagram. I'm basically everywhere. You just need to Google me.
She said Google her so you can find out about her. What's the biggest, social marketing or social network that you use the most? Which one are you on all the time? Are you on Instagram more than Twitter? I mean, we need to find out. Facebook, which one do you like the best?
Facebook is still my favorite because I can do everything that Twitter and Instagram can do in one place. But I've reached my maximum of my friends and my capacity there. I can't get anybody else in. And I have a fan page, but I'm still working on being more active on there. So Twitter is definitely the place where you can hear a lot about me and give me shout outs too. I love when I hear back from people. So Twitter is the best place. And Facebook too, yeah. I mean, you can still try to add me on Facebook, but if you can go to my fan page and give me a like, definitely will be awesome. And I promise that I'll be more active on there.
That's what's up. So hit her up on Twitter. She said M. Paulino Music. Definitely hit her up at M. Paulino Music. Check her out. Follow her. See what she's doing. I mean, what kind of stuff do you put on Twitter, man? What's some of the most recent stuff that you put on Twitter?
Let me go check real quick. I put a lot of, yeah. I mean, I put a lot of just things to make people think, you know, and just cool little phrases that I hear.
Yeah.
Oh, my last tweet was TV show in the oven, cooking.
Yeah.
Cooking. Yeah. So, you know, but whenever somebody plays my music and they give me a shout out on Twitter, I retweet that.
Yeah.
You know, so I got quite a bit of radio stations that, you know, I see here right now playing the shuffle in a distance. I always try to give a shout out to them.
Yeah.
Trying to post uplifting messages, you know, about the gospel. I also posted recently here the X concert, which was awesome. It had the truth in it.
Yeah.
And it was out of this world, you know, and things like that. And updates of concerts whenever I'm singing somewhere, you will know on Twitter and all that good stuff.
All right. Well, Michelle Paulino, we just want to say thank you for coming out, taking out the time to get it in with us here at Yada the King Radio. And we pray that God will keep you moving in your purpose.
Thank you, guys. Stay blessed.
All right. You too. Keisha Dream Waymaker. Let's check it out right here. Yada the King Radio. Don't go nowhere.
He's making the way, my God, he's taking the show. Trust in my God and he's making it known. Know that he's my way maker. Glory and honor, my God, I'm making it known. He's making the way, my God, he's taking the show. Trust in my God and he's making it known. Know that he's my way maker.
On earth your will be done, cause heaven is where it's from. My faith is in my shout, I'm jumping up to the sun. Rejecting disbelief with thee spoken and done. Cause powerful is his name and it's written Jesus the Son. The way, the truth, the life, God working the way he do. And powerful he's the one, God mighty in battle too. Cause greater is he in me, so I'm claiming the holy truth. About my father's business, cause Jesus is coming soon.
Trust God, my God, and he's making it right. The truth in the light, he's on time. Trust God, he will provide. Keep him in your sight, he's willing to fight your battles. Glory and honor, my God, I'm making it known. He's making the way, my God, he's taking the show. Trust in my God.
Given it wasn't sold. Prophecies they behold, and the truth is being told. There's nothing you wouldn't know. In heaven we are the soul, the young and the old. It doesn't matter who you chose. You take away the load, it's shaping and then you mold. Lo and behold, God is everywhere that we go. Holy Spirit, I let him troll. So God taking control. Did you see what he did for me? My God, I'm glad I know.
Trust God, my God, and he's making it right. The truth in the light, he's on time. Trust God, he will provide. He's him in your sight, he's willing to fight your battles. Glory and honor, my God, I'm making it known. He's making the way, my God, he's taking the show. Making it known.
Changing for your little buddy, better believe that. We trying to reach the folk that be asking, yeah, where the weed at? And meet them on they soil, that's the best place to plant the seed at. So we be at the club with the thugs and trap superstars. And when we reach the earth, then I guess we checking on Mars or Pluto. Make sure they in the number like Sudoku. We only roll with seven, keep the six, we serve the uno. Since we got tattoos all over our body, they say we ain't Christian and our message ain't that godly. I see hating is your hobby. Thank my clique just too hood. You not Kanye, what you trying to say is our music just
you
too
say
good.
We too hood, shouting we'll be that. Out here on the streets with the gospel, yeah they need that. Talk behind our back, but we ain't worried about y'all. It's people out here lost and yeah we trying to win them all. So shouting we'll be that. Yeah shouting we'll be that. You can talk behind our back, but we ain't worried about y'all. You say we too hood, but it's all for the cause.
Hold up, what they say? Well, I ain't hear them too focused on the bread.
Take part of the law to accommodate the judgment. Take stones to break instead of bread for the nourishment.
I'm so hood,
my beats banging.
You sure they say you hear what the boys say?
If we form, then we can't be against them. See us in the spirit, stop watching for a symptom. Yeah, we need alliance, please bring it together. Stop straining at the neck, but swallowing whatever.
Hold up, wait. I can't debate it, that's a fact.
If you say we too hood, I guess we go with that.
I've been commissioned to go share it, tell him what it be like. I was cray, till he reached me in the dark, now I see light. We like, Christ was out the box and that's our attitude. Bump who disagree, we gon' keep it straight up, latitude. Made it my life to share the Christ and show my gratitude. By any means necessary, Paul, not that Malcolm dude. Coming up wrecking the game by ripping his name and making this clear too. You can only stop me if I was stuck in my rear view. With you, my pride and selfish ambitions, I killed them all in the place where I left religious traditions. True, some say we just too radical, but I don't see that. If it mean we winning souls to the kingdom, then I be that, believe that.
Shout it, we'll be that. Out here on the streets with the gospel, yeah, they need that. Talk behind our back, but we ain't worried about y'all. It's people out here lost and yeah, we trying to win them all. So shout it, we'll be that. Yeah, shout it, we'll be that. You can talk behind our back, but we ain't worried about y'all. You say we too hood, but it's all for the call. Oh, shout it, we'll be that.
All right, that right there was Too Hood by T. Hattie and Gideon's Army. They just connected, man. So they getting it in. They connecting. They moving together, man. Let's get on the topic of the day. This is the Warrior Don Christian. If you didn't know, that's all right. Now you know. Check it out, man. We're talking about shaking faith. And right now, I think we are in a very interesting place because a lot of people's faith is beginning to shake. Matter of fact, the Bible says in the last days that the enemy, the devil, will even try to deceive the elect if possible. All right? And that's very interesting that they will put that in there. The ones that have been called by God, those that have been predestined, the people that are really walking it out, because we know it's Christianity is not just how you start, it's about how you finish. But check it out. We know that many people's faith are going to be shaken. It could be shaken through deaths in the family. It could be shaken through, just loss of job. It could be shaken through breakups, friendships, torn apart. The enemy tries to do any and everything they can to break your faith, man. But just as the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to stand in the time of evil. And after you've done all you can, you just stand. That's in Ephesians chapter 6. And it's very important that we learn to stand, because there's going to be things that come. I can tell you this, as a radio host, as a person pursuing ministry in the music, and man, there's been times where by listening to God's voice and him telling me to do something, there's been times in my life that it was really bad, and it makes you question God. Joseph had the same kind of trials, the temptations that he went through, that made him even question, is this really what God said? But when you hear the word of God, you have to stand on the word of God. I can testify that today that God has been faithful, even when it didn't seem like he was going to be faithful, even when it didn't seem like things were going to happen the way that I was hoping. I see and I could testify that God has came through for me and my family. And it may not be in the area of surplus. You know, it's not always God. You don't always have to have more than enough. But sometimes God getting you to the place where you could just pay your bills, man, that then you know God is faithful. I've seen places in my life where I didn't know where the money that I got. I look back and say, I can't see how we paid the bills. But right now I can see and say, hey, man, God was faithful by doing ministry work, by doing things where I was relying on God. And now God is even giving me bigger and better ideas. And that's the thing about when you stay to the faith course, when you keep your faith on Jesus, you keep your mind on Jesus. As it says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all these other things shall be added. When you have that in your life and you stay in faith, you're going to see God come through. And I'm not just talking about financial. You're going to see him come through emotionally. Somebody might be out there having emotional problems, might have relationship problems. Stay in the faith and pray and see what God does, man. I guarantee that God is a faithful God. There's no other God that can beat him. So if you don't got him, you might as well join him. That's what I'm going to say. This is the Warrior Don Christian. We're getting out of here. Hey, if you want to talk, if you need prayer, give us a call, 425-243-4285, or hit us up on Facebook at Yada the King or Twitter at Yada the King, man, and we will pray for you. I just prayed for somebody whose auntie was in the hospital, man, and they didn't know if they were going to be able to live. And we prayed, and God moved in his auntie's life, and she was able to come out the hospital, man. Look up on our Twitter. You can see it, because it was actually an at. You know what I'm saying? So you can see what God did, man. And I'm just excited about what God is doing and what he's going to continue to do, because our God is faithful. So stay on the course. Do not let the enemy shake your faith. This is the Warrior Don Christian. I'm out of here. Life and bless God.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, because ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the key, Shabakta. We out of the key, we out of the key. I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my practice.
Yada Da King Radio. Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on GospelNW.com.